Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 29 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Rejoice in Hope. G.K. Chesterton once said, "There's one thing that gives radiance to everything. It is the idea of something around the corner." Our text for today is Romans 12, verse 12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. In the first 11 chapters of Romans, Paul discusses the doctrines of the Christian faith. Then Romans 12 transitions into the application of those doctrines. Chapter 12 begins with these words, verses 1 through 2. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and powerful worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." What we believe changes the way we behave. Therefore, Paul begins to discuss behavior that should characterize every believer in Christ. He begins by explaining that Christians should humbly serve as part of the body of Christ. Next, Paul describes what love in action looks like for every Christ follower. It is in this section that we find the scripture for today's devotion. Romans 12:12 contains three actions that describe how Christian love is displayed. Rather than being commands, these three succinct statements are all present active participles. They can be translated as rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, and being constant in prayer. By describing them as participles, Paul is inferring that every believer has a daily choice to live with these powerful principles in their everyday lives. In his book, Forged by Fire, Bob Record shares a story out of his own difficult circumstances. His testimony clearly illustrates Paul's threefold message: rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. "I had a severe cervical spinal injury. The pain was so excruciating that the hospital staff couldn't do an MRI until I was significantly sedated. The MRI showed significant damage at three major points in the cervical area. Because of the swelling of the injured nerve bundles, the only way I could relieve the pain was to use a strong prescribed narcotic and to lie on bags of ice. Sleep, what little there was, came only by sitting in a reclining chair. Approximately 48 hours from the onset of the injury, doctors estimated that I had lost about 80% of the strength in my left arm. Three fingers on my left hand completely lost feeling. The slightest movements would send pain waves hurtling down my left side and shoulder. I had to step away completely from my work and wear a neck brace 24 hours a day for 5 weeks. About halfway through that experience, I was sitting on the screened-in porch behind our home. The day was cold and blustery, but I needed a change of scenery. Suddenly, a bird landed on the railing and began to sing. On that cold, rainy day, I couldn't believe any creature had a reason to sing. I wanted to shoot that bird, but he continued to warble, and I had no choice but to listen. The next day, I was on the porch again, but this time it was bright, sunny, and warm. I was tempted to feel sorry for myself when suddenly the bird, at least it looked like the same one, returned, and he was singing again. Where was that shotgun? Then it hit me. The bird sang in the cold rain as well as the sunny warmth. His song was not altered by outward circumstances, but it was held constant by an internal condition. It was as though God quietly said to me, 'You've got the same choice, Bob. You will either let external circumstances mold your attitude, or your attitude will rise above the external circumstances. You choose.' We have plenty of opportunity to rejoice in hope and be patient through trials. With our hearts and minds focused on an eternal future, we can rejoice in hope despite the difficult circumstances. Even through tribulation, we can show God's love by choosing patience. Leon Morris explains that the word patient denotes not a passive putting up with things, but an active, steadfast endurance. Morris also states that the term tribulation denotes deep and serious trouble. The third phrase of Romans 12:12 is constant in prayer. A consistent prayer life gives us the strength to rejoice in hope and find patience when afflicted. John Butler writes, "For prayer to be effective, it has to be persistent. If the answer does not come in 24 hours, many quit praying, which is why so many have so little success in their prayer life. Persistency in prayer is a mark of true faith. As you live out true faith, never lose hope. Instead, rejoice in hope and be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer." Please take a few moments to consider the following questions. The word rejoice, found in Romans 12:12, comes from a Greek word that means to find delight in. In what ways do you find delight in the hope you have in Jesus Christ? How does rejoicing in hope help you to be patient in tribulation? And finally, how does a persistent prayer life strengthen your hope and help you to choose to rejoice? Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a blessed day.